Welcome back to another hot infotaining episode of the Original Guru of Good Game. I am your host, Zero G. And on today's episode, we are going to continue our discussion on the three F's. And now we're, once again, let's go over the three F's. So just in case you forgot what they were. And the three F's are those that get fucked, those that know how to get fucked, and those that know how to fuck. So on this episode, we are going to touch into that middle one, those that know how to get fucked. And we're going to explain a little bit more about exactly what that is and how it applies to you. So now, those that know how to get fucked. Now, that is what the majority of the public falls into. Even though I know there is quite a few of you running around going, oh, no, I'm in the first one. I'm the one that know how to fuck. I'd probably doubt that. But I'll give you the benefit of the doubt unless you can define exactly what that means. Because most of you are going to assume this is sexual. But it's not sexual. But then again, it is. But then again, it's not. But then again, it is. So that's the complexity of the whole scenario behind the three F's. Now let's get into the second one. Those that know how to get fucked. How do you define that, or how do you classify yourself in that situation? Well, it's not really too difficult to define yourself. It's just a matter of understanding what situation we are all living in. And currently, right now, we're all living in a situation where we're all getting fucked. And that means we're getting fucked on the prices that we pay for goods, services. Our politicians are fucking us. The governments is fucking us. The medical industry is fucking us. They all got us on the couch, bent over the back, pants around the ankles, fucking us. Now, those that know how to get fucked, we fall in the category of, I know why they're fucking me. I even know how they're fucking me. And I know who's fucking me. So it's more or less to saying that if you gonna fuck me, oh, I'm getting my nut in the process. See, you are more of a conscious consumer. You don't just buy anything just because that's the only available item in the store shelf. Like I said, those are the ones who get fucked. Those that know how to get fucked, we venture out. We look around. We shop. We do some research. We ask questions. We try to get information on the product or service to see if it is actually worth me getting fucked for. Because I know they're going to fuck me. But at least this time you fuck me, I'm going to get to say what position we get in or how many positions we get in. I'm going to throw a leg up, bend it over, drop it like it's hot, all that other good shit. You ain't just going to bend me over, fuck me, and then move on. No, if you going to fuck me, damn it, then it's going to be mutually beneficial to both of us, or at least me, far as I'm concerned. I mean, if you going to fuck me over, then shit, I need to be the one getting the nut out that deal. And if I ain't the one getting the nut, then, you know, it's a fucking issue. And that is those that get fucked. They don't get a nut out the deal. They just get fucked, figuratively and literally. They getting fucked at the stores. They getting fucked on the rent they pay. They getting fucked on the pay that they receive on the job they doing. See, those that know how to get fucked, we demand a certain amount of pay, or we expect a certain amount of pay. And if I'm going to work extra hours and long hours and overtime and extra shit and go all out my way, then I expect to be compensated for it. So don't ask me if you ain't paying me. Now, that's, like I said, majority of the public. Ain't nobody out here working for peanuts for free. You ain't gonna wear me out, use me as a slave, and then pay me shit. People are demanding that you give them a fair wage. Like I said, those that know how to get fucked. If you gonna fuck me, then shit, I'm gonna show you how to fuck me. So, you know, I'm going to throw it back. I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to, you know what I'm saying? You know, you just ain't going to bend over and take it. You know, if we fucking, then shit, I'm getting something out of this. So I'm going to make it extremely convenient for you to give me a nut. If you gonna fuck me, then damn it, you better fuck me till I nut, not just fuck me and then walk on and up the next hole. That ain't happening. Plain and simple. So we got to keep that in mind when you thinking about that and when you looking into this scenario. You know, now next time I'm going to get into the those that know how to get fucked. And it kind of flows from the same those that know how to get fucked. You know, because we all basically getting screwed out here in some way, shape, or form. The trick is to know that these people out here screwing you over in some way, shape, or form. It allows you to have a little earlier insight, you know, precognition that, you know, I'm expecting these people to fuck me over. So let me plan accordingly so that when they start trying to fuck me over, I can either dictate the terms of the fucking or I can open up to get fucked the right way that is going to allow me to bust a nut. And that's sexual or non-sexual. You take that however you want to take it, but it applies to pretty much the entire spectrum of life. You know, you just got to look at it from an open mind perspective that we all getting screwed. You know, as they say, time is money. In some way, shape, or form, somebody paying for your time or somebody fucking your time over. And usually the people that fuck over your time is people you know who you ain't getting no money from. So I'm never the person that, you know, dwells in the getting money or everything's about money or anything that pertains to life. I put a monetary value on it. I really don't. I'm kind of the opposite of that. I don't believe in money at all. I think it's the new slave chain. Instead of one around your neck, your ankles, and your wrist, they put it in your wallet and then in your brain because your brain believes that we cannot survive without this bullshit, and that's why we stuck on serving that bullshit, you know. And I'm not a religious person. You miss me with all that BS. I no disrespect to those who believe in it. If you believe in your religion, that's more power to you, fine, dandy. If that's what it takes for you to become a better person, then I'm all for it. But for those who just using it to, you know, gain a level of control or influence over other people, you miss me with your bullshit, straight up. And the only reason why I bring up the religious aspect of it is because, you know, it says in the Bible, the mark of the beast, right? Everybody looking to be walking around with a 666 stamped on their ass. Motherfucker, look in your damn wallet. There's the devil right there. There's the mark of the beast on your ass. Now, as I said, we getting fucked. The devil is fucking the shit out of you because that's the devil right there. That's how you getting fucked over for that little green piece of paper. Everybody gets fucked for that paper or by the paper. Like I said, those that know how to get fucked. Hey, if I got to get fucked over by this little piece of paper, then motherfucker, I'm going to determine how much of them little pieces of paper you going to need to fuck me. Because if you ain't coming correct, then you ain't coming at all, literally and figuratively. So we need to keep that in mind when we, you know, out here dealing in this crazy, mixed up, complicated world. It's beautiful, it's wonderful, it's complicated, it's scary, and it's unpredictable. That's what makes life so great. But we need to stop with all of this trying to drag shit down, trying to stay stuck in the past. We learn from the past to build a better future. We use the wisdom of the past for the knowledge of the future. And unfortunately, we got too many dumb motherfuckers with degrees running shit. I mean, hell, we got an asshole running the country now with a degree, and everybody can plainly see this individual ain't as smart as he think he is. And all the motherfuckers he got rolling with him, they ain't as smart as they think they is either. They've been bullshitting and conning and playing this game and putting out this image of intelligence and strength and leadership, but most of them is just a bunch of fucking cowards playing the game of I got to maintain my status quo and my position of power. I can't survive without these perks. I need somebody to wipe my ass, clean up after me, fix my meals. If I ain't got nobody doing that, I'm a dead motherfucker inside of 2 years. And that's pretty much what we dealing with on a lot of these, you know, so-called leaders and rich folks. Now, that was veering away just a little bit, but I had to throw that in there because it does pertain to this, because you got to look at who's the one that's fucking you. And a lot of times we get politicians gotten us believing, oh, them foreigners coming across the border, they the ones fucking you over. Hold up. Jose, Miguel, and Sanchez cannot get my fucking job unless Bob, the owner, decides to fire me and hire him. So how the fuck did he fuck me out my job when he wasn't the one that got me fired and he wasn't the one that got did made the employer hire him? I mean, y'all making it sound like these motherfuckers coming over the border, going to some business store, location or corporation, walk up to the motherfucking people who hire, put a gun up to their head and say, motherfucker, you gonna hire me? And then they, oh, yes, sir, we're going to hire you and put you on the payroll right now. Please, just don't shoot me. Do that shit make any sense? We blaming the fucking victims because they getting victimized by low wages, no safety standards, no kind of rules or regulations that none of us, not a single American, would take a job without knowing they got some safeguards and some rights in that shit. Because if they get injured on the job, you know damn well every single American who's a citizen from the giddy up going to have that employer in court suing for their medical expenses, pain and suffering, and loss of wages. So y'all motherfuckers need to quit fronting on that shit. And if you do, you will stop getting fucked. Because see, you're getting fucked, but you think you're not. But you one of those that's getting fucked. And you might in some situations know how to get fucked, but mainly you just getting fucked because those dudes is the ones who are lying to you, who pulling that con game on you, who bullshitting you to get you to back their bullshit and keep them in a position of power. Why? So they can keep fucking you. All I'm saying is if they gonna fuck you, man, at least show them how you want to be fucked and make sure that you getting compensated and treated right when they fucking you. I mean, damn, most of the people, you know, the ones that's getting fucked, most of them, man, they don't even get a kiss them first and tell them they pretty. It's just bend over, take it up their ass and shut the hell up or whatever hole they decide to stick it in. At least those that know how to get fucked, hey, yo, you ain't just gonna bend me over anytime you feel like it. I get to choose when you bend me over and where you bend me over. And when you fucking me, I'm going to dictate how long you gonna keep fucking me before I say enough of you fucking me, move on to the next one. And that's just, you know, something we need to keep in mind, that we need to keep on the forefront and get more people involved in this mindset that, hey, we all getting fucked, but at least we get to choose how we getting fucked. And I'm going to leave it off at that. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. And I hope some of this little knowledge and wisdom is, you know, I hope you find it enjoyable. You find it something that you can use or adapt or, you know, just put in the Rolodex, the mental Rolodex. Throw it in the back. Bring it out whenever it's necessary or whenever you feel like it applies. All right. Anyway, I'm going to end this like I always do. Love, peace, and hair grease. And if you enjoyed this episode or any of my episodes, always the same call to action. Like, share, comment. Let us know what you think about it. Let us know what you think about the show. If it's good thoughts, if it's bad thoughts, I can take constructive criticism, and I love to hear it. So if you want to be on the show or, you know, you got something you want to say or you got something you want me to read out for you, you can contact me at Original Guru of Good Game on Facebook, or you can send me an email at ogzerogame@gmail.com. Would love to hear from you, and I will sign off. Love, peace, and hair grease again. I'm out.